Join with me in the prayer for illumination printed in your bulletin. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and your word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. The scripture for today is Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight. The sorrows of those will increase who run after other gods. I will not pour out their libations of blood or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup. You have made my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I have to set the Lord always before me. Because he is my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure. Because you will not abandon me to the grave, nor will you let your Holy One see decay. You have made known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word.
Let me first just begin today by thanking everyone for being here today on one of the most joyous days in the year of the church, where we welcome new members into the church, and also this morning I'm very excited to be having a baptism as well, because one of our confirmands is being baptized as part of being confirmed in the faith, and these are very exciting times to have more added to the family. And it's great to have the family here to join in the celebration. As part of discussing the Christian life and the living of the life of discipleship, Psalm 16 looks sort of interesting today, as opposed to one of the other gospel readings or the other readings in the lectionary. And so I'm departing a little bit from usual pattern and operating out of the Old Testament today. Because what really caught my eye in Psalm 16 is the statement that King David makes in verse 6. What he says is, the boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. That's sort of interesting because, like in the way that we might express a sentiment like that, is that we would say, you know, life's good. Things are going good right now. Things are going well in your career. You might, instead of saying that the boundaries have fallen in pleasant places, you might say that it's really good because all of my hard work is starting to pay off. And so on. There's many different ways to express that, but it's an interesting thing to say that the boundaries have fallen in pleasant places. Boundaries are something I think that we humans have a love-hate relationship with. Boundaries are like that picket fence in your yard. Or at least for folks who have picket fences, but you know what I mean. On the one hand, those boundaries, that white picket fence, does some good stuff for us. It can keep the kids in from going out on a busy street. Might keep your dog or your cat in the hopes of maintaining a good relationship with your neighbors. Helps divide your yard from the neighbor's yard. And for these things, we like that. We give thanks. Yet there's the other side of the relationship that we have with boundaries, is because we're humans. We like being free. We like being unrestricted. And so very often we find ourselves like that white picket fence where there's some very, very green grass on the other side. And we start thinking, you know, it looks pretty good over there. I wonder what it's like over there. And we think, but I've got it good over here. What am I worrying about? But boy, does that look green. And before you know it, we've gone over the fence and into the next place. Maybe we found out it's tall grass, and I have not found any chiggers up north here, but when I lived in the south, you had to watch out for the tall grass unless you were maybe tucking your pants into your boots, because you'd get, they're a little burrowing bug, and they'll get underneath your elastic and they'll burrow, and the bites are not fun to have. Maybe there's other things in the grass, and you find out that your decision to pursue things beyond the boundary might not have been the smartest thing to do. And then you're in a pickle. Maybe you wish you hadn't gone beyond your boundaries. What King David is talking about here when he says that the boundaries have fallen in pleasant places, that's a cultural referent for the nation of Israel. If you go back into the book of Joshua in the 18th chapter, there's part of the account of Canaan being divided amongst the different tribes of Israel. Joshua 18:10 explains this. Joshua cast lots for them in Shiloh in the presence of the Lord, and there he distributed the land to the Israelites according to their tribal divisions. And so it became something of a cultural expression to say that the boundaries have fallen in pleasant places. God's given me good things. I'm in a good place. From that point onward, the tribes began tying their destiny with the portion of land that they had received. And so they identified very much with the good things that came from being within the boundaries of their land. And King David is using this kind of reference to say that his life has been marked by good fortune and good destiny. And when we look in the rest of the psalm, we also see that King David is talking about how these things can't be taken away because God himself has given them and God himself is holding them fast. Verse 5. Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup and have made my lot secure. Things are pretty good for King David. But you may know, King David being a famous character of the Bible, that King David was very human. And so life was good for him at the point when he wrote this. But we also know that King David had some problems. King David had a roving eye that made it hard for him to be faithful to the wife or wives that he had. And so he strayed. And beyond those boundaries, there turned out to be misery. King David became dissatisfied with what he had within the lines, and he went looking outside, and we know the stories of what happened with that. He threw a wrench in the machinery. Trouble was the result. And you know, being human, he might not have meant to do that. But the fallout was the same. And if this sounds familiar, perhaps you yourself are someone who can be really tempted by greener grass beyond the boundary. And I'm not necessarily talking about your spouse. Everybody's greener grass is a different thing. But we all have that tendency to be a little more interested in what's beyond the boundaries. The Apostle Paul wrote about this, Romans chapter 7, verse 15. I don't understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. We may hate what we're about to do, but we do it anyway. So above anything else, thanks be to God and praise be to God for saving us from ourselves. One of the ways that God saves us from ourselves, or at least gives us the opportunity to be saved, is by providing boundaries. Boundaries help you tell the difference between right and wrong. Boundaries are things that will let us know that we're safe when we are within them. Boundaries help us understand that there's a point that we can go past and not be within God's blessings. But like King David, we are human. It's not the same for each person. Some of us have a harder time living within the boundaries than others. Sometimes we're at a particularly good point in life, and we feel safe and we feel comfortable, and so we relax. And some self-destructive tendency surfaces and tries to destroy a good thing. And once we've crossed that line, it's Katie bar the door, and who knows what's coming next. See a lot of that in the tabloids with famous folks. Had a good thing going, and they went and ruined everything. But as tempting as it is to indict famous people for their peccadilloes and mistakes and things like that, us regular folk have that just as much as anybody else. If you get right down to it, it's not the big stuff that gets us into trouble. We all have things that we do or we don't do, sometimes even unconsciously, and we find ourselves taken off track. It can disrupt a career, it can disrupt a marriage, a friendship. It can even disrupt your discipleship. And there's lots of everyday things that fall into this category. We might say negative things without thinking about it, and at some point it comes back to you like a boomerang and it whaps you. We might often overcommit ourselves because we have a hard time saying no. We might be within an abusive relationship, and we're willing to enable that rather than confront the evil for what it is. I've met some folks who are afraid of success. They fear being successful. And because of that, they self-sabotage themselves. They find a way unconsciously to mess things up so that they don't succeed. Our culture has a problem with being on a fixed income but having wildly unfixed spending habits. Some folks have problems with making rash decisions, even though, you know, you should think a little more carefully before stepping off the cliff. We should be in class, but we aren't. We procrastinate, and it kills us every time. We just can't stop spending time with the wrong friends. There's plenty of things in this life beyond the boundaries that can cause us trouble, making it so that we need to be saved from ourselves. And so, among other things, what King David is saying here is, I got lucky. What God would have us do to help ourselves as much as we can is to stay within his boundaries. Verses 1 and 2, keep me safe, O God, for in you I take refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my Lord, and apart from you I have no good thing. That's the first thing. The other part of it is to learn what your weakness is, to acknowledge it, to understand what it is that tempts you to look beyond the boundaries. What if you're a person who doesn't like change that others impose upon you? But you're also a person who gets bored really easily, and you have to keep things interesting so that life isn't boring. You're between a rock and a hard place. But if you look around, you can find somebody who has these tendencies, and this whole combination can lead to some pretty major life shakeups. Perhaps changing careers or changing your appearance, changing your hobbies, changing your values. Less than pleasant consequences for being outside of the boundaries. So when you struggle with an itch like this, the first thing to remember is that God provides, first of all, stability. And joy and security are the gifts you receive from that stability. And so we should always examine seriously and with much prayer every urge that tempts us to rip apart something significant and start over. Now, God does sometimes call for change that is needed. Sometimes He calls us to be the agents of that change. And if God is calling, certainly we should listen. But we should always be aware that if it's just change for change's sake, we should move cautiously and count the cost. You know, it might seem sort of strange, but what if the thing that God is, what if the thing that frustrates you the most is the thing that God has put there for you to offer extra protection? Back to that old saying, fences make good neighbors. The same can be said of God's boundaries. And if we live according to the boundaries that God has set us, we are much more likely to have healthy relationships with Him and with the people around us. We're far more likely to have God's priorities as our priorities, even in the times when we find ourselves feeling restless. We are saved from ourselves when those things come first. When, as King David put it, we have set the Lord always before us, and because He is at our right hand, we will not be shaken. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank You for this teaching from Your Holy Scriptures. And we acknowledge that within ourselves there can be a restlessness which seeks to change but does not bring good things. Help us to grow within the boundaries that You set with a way of life that honors these boundaries, yet is open to growing when You expand them. Help us practice this good stewardship of ourselves as much as we are good stewards of all that You have given us. Send us forth now, Lord, with the boundaries pleasantly set, filled with Your purpose and Your joy, that we might share with others the joys of being with You. Through Your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.